104.5 KDAT, it's Tim Graves, joined on the phone by a special guest this afternoon. We have the host of the Travel Channel's new hit show, Sandmasters. It's Rusty Croft. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, Tim. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hey, thanks for the time this afternoon. First of all, we should let everybody know, Rusty happens to be an award-winning sand sculptor. He's done work all over the world. And, Rusty, you happen to be a native Iowan.
I do. You know, this has been the craziest trip of my life, going from Japan to Central America, from Germany all through Europe, to South America, all through the U.S., making sand sculptures. I mean, whoever would have thunk it?
Right. A kid from Perry, Iowa, in fact.
Yeah.
I got to let everybody know, Rusty and I have known each other probably since about the third grade. So let me ask you this, Rusty. How does a guy from Perry, Iowa get involved, want to start sculpting sand? You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Really, the only sand around Perry was, you know, some sandbars along the Raccoon River.
And river sand is actually some of the best because of the silt content in it. It stacks the best. So, you know, that's the worldwide appeal of sand, is that it's everywhere. It's,
right.
You know, it's from Iowa and wind up traveling all over. You don't have to, you know, live in California or sunny Florida to wind up being a sand sculptor. And the way I did it was just, you know, Kachee, the acronym is TOTL, tenacity, audacity, talent, and luck. And basically I found a sand sculpture company in California that I loved their work, and I told them that I would work for free, and they hired me for a couple of weeks and got on a job, and that just opened new doors all over the world. People started inviting me to contests and festivals through Europe, and then that led to Asia, and then that led to me forming my own company, Sand Guys, now based out of Carmel, California.
And we are talking to Rusty Croft, the host of the Travel Channel's new hit show, Sandmasters. And actually, Rusty, before Sandmasters, you'd done another show or two on the Travel Channel, is that right?
Yeah, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we did one called Sand Blasters.
Okay.
It was kind of a format where we actually blew up the sand sculptures when we were done.
I do remember that. That was very cool. That was very cool.
Yeah, we end our sculptures a little more gracefully on Sand Masters. And one episode of Ringling Brothers, we actually had elephants come out and destroy it from the circus.
Oh, no kidding. So the whole premise of Sand Masters, why don't you kind of fill everybody in on what you do? And you actually have you've put together a team of probably, well, I'm sure, the best sand sculptors that you probably know to do this, right?
This is my business partner is Kirk Rademacher. Kirk and I own Sand Guys based out of California, and we hire on our friends, basically, and we travel all over the place. For Sand Masters TV show, we have Matt Long and Andy Gertler out of New York, so we have some fun East Coast kind of energy going on there, and then Morgan Rudlove from California, and Sue McGrew from Tacoma, Washington. And so we have a nice mix of ages and you know, male and female, and it basically always our company, Sand Guys, around the world, working for big-time corporate clients as we hit just crazy deadlines. I look back on some of the things we've done and how fast we've done them, and I got to tell you, Tim, I don't know how we did it. It makes me exhausted.